Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our tri-state forecast calls for a sunny day today, a high around 75, possibly 80. Details in just a few minutes. Taking a look at stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Yesterday, a note once again from Superintendent Lisa Carter in Region 1. Region 1 has received notifications about positive cases for coronavirus yesterday in Salisbury. A Salisbury Central Middle School student tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person is related to the family member that they wrote about in the letter on September 7th. The student has not been in the building since September 2nd and has no close contact with staff or students. All family members will remain at home in isolation and quarantine per CDC preferred guidelines. Now, an elementary school student has tested positive for coronavirus in Sharon. The affected person was last in the building on Tuesday, September 7th, and all students who were in the close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with that student have been notified. No staff are considered to be close contacts. All family members once again remain at home in isolation and quarantine. Meanwhile, due to the contagious nature of the Delta variant and a report of possible symptoms on behalf of the student while they were in school, all close contacts of that student will also quarantine pending receipt of test results. At Housatonic Valley Regional High School, a family member of two Housatonic students tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person has never been in the building and has no close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with students or staff. Except for the students who reside in the home, the students and the affected family member will now also follow CDC preferred guidelines with respect to quarantine and testing. Some news out of Connecticut. The state's casino sportsbooks should be taking NFL bets by this weekend. Football bettors should have the chance to legally place bets for this weekend's NFL games at the state's two Native American-owned casinos, according to the governor. The needed approval for the U.S. Department of Interior last Thursday came too late for legal wagering for the kickoff of the NFL season. The U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs had to first okay necessary changes to the state gambling compact with the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation and the Mohican Tribe. Lamont and Rocky Hill yesterday stated that the sports books at Foxwoods and Mohican Sun should be ready to be open for walk-up business in a matter of days. In Dutchess County, offering expanded COVID vaccinations for teachers and testing as cases mount. As students and teachers settle in for what they hope will be a return to normalcy, COVID-19 cases continue to mount in response, and as education employees are faced with complying with safety mandates from the New York State Department of Health, Dutchess County is, beginning this week, expanding vaccination access for school staff members and testing access for all. The county announced a series of vaccination and testing clinics just for school employees this month, as well as sites which anyone can be tested for COVID-19 3 days a week. In Massachusetts, new cases of COVID-19 increased by more than 4,700. Massachusetts increased by more than 4,700 over the weekend, while the state's number of newly confirmed coronavirus deaths rose by 19. The number of newly cases in Massachusetts from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday pushed the state's confirmed death toll to 17,991 since the start of the pandemic. There were more than 670 people reported to be hospitalized on Monday because of confirmed cases of COVID-19. The average age of those who died from COVID-19 in Massachusetts was 74. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region. Coming up in Sheffield today, the Council on Aging at 10:30 this morning, the Cemetery Commission at 4 p.m., the Ag Commission at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Senior Monthly Luncheon takes place at 12 noon today. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting. That is set for 3 p.m. In Salisbury, at 5 p.m., the ZBA meets at 7:30, the Salisbury Recreation Commission. In Cornwall, at 5 p.m., Wastewater Committee via Zoom. And also tonight, the Park and Recreation meeting is via Zoom at 6:30. At 7 p.m., the Planning and Zoning Commission in Cornwall has a Zoom meeting, and the Housatonic River Commission has a Zoom meeting coming up tonight in Cornwall at 7:30. In the village of Millerton, where all meetings were held in person at the village hall, a workshop meeting is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen regular meeting is set for tonight, and that meeting is also set for 6:30 in Kent. in Hillsdale, New York, due to an increase in COVID cases driven by the Delta variant. The September Town Board meeting is entirely virtual. Members of the public are welcome to attend via Zoom with log information at their website. The Town of Hillsdale Town Board meeting will be held tonight at 7 p.m. The Dover Union Free School District has a Board of Education meeting tonight beginning at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Cornwall, the Board of Education meets via Zoom at 4:15. The Town of Dover Town Board has a special meeting tomorrow at 6:30 at Dover Town Hall. The public is welcome to attend. The meeting will be live streamed at doverny.us. Click on live meetings at the time of the meeting. Taconic Hills School District tomorrow has their Board of Education meeting beginning at 6:30. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning Board of Appeals meets tomorrow at 7 p.m. Taconic Hills School District has an open house coming up on September 16th from 6 until 8 p.m. Elementary grades pre-K through 6, junior senior high school grades 7 through 12 from 6 till 8 p.m. On the 16th in Cornwall, the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. The Ancrum Town Board meeting happens on the 16th. That is at 7 p.m. Region 1, once again, will be offering another COVID-19 vaccination clinic coming up on Friday, and also Friday, October 1st, Friday, October 15th, and Friday, October 29th. Those clinics will be held at the school from 3 till 7 p.m. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as booster vaccinations. This is for Connecticut residents. Family-friendly astronomy with Rick Costello happens on the 17th. That is going on at the Stockbridge Library. Check with their website for more information. The Cub Scout Night is happening, Pack 11 in Kent. That is happening coming up on Friday the 17th at 5:30. More information, kentpack11@gmail.com. The Falls Village Canaan Historical Society is presenting their Peddler's Anything Flea Market on September 18th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. The rain date is September 9th at the South Canaan Meeting House in Falls Village. A reminder, coming up this weekend, the Millerton Business Alliance presents Millerton Food Festival on Saturday, September 18th, a day-long event throughout the town. In Cornwall, the Cornwall Conservation Trust's 5th Annual Cleanup Greenup Day is happening on the 18th from 9 a.m. to 11 o'clock. Cornwallians of all ages come together safely to clean up and green up selected town roads. The Northeast Millerton Library presents the Cookie Cook-Off on Saturday from 10 until 12. Winning baker will receive a $100 gift card to the Millerton business of their choice. A reminder, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Golf Tournament and Pig Roast is happening on Saturday. For more information, jumpfest.org. Salisbury Bank is offering a free community shred-up drive-in day at the Millerton Branch this coming Saturday. More information, salisburybank.com. Salisbury Family Services is celebrating Salisbury's own The Clothesline Art Show and Sale, benefiting Salisbury's artists and artisans on Saturday from 10:30 till 3:30 at the White Hart. Early buying from 9 to 10:30 for event sponsors. The Town of Dover Recreation presents Dover Day at Boyce Park. Free entry on Saturday, September 18th at 1 o'clock. It runs through the fireworks, carnival rides, food, face painting, Harlem Valley Car Show, cornhole tournament, family entertainment, new merchandise vendors, and information booths. For more information, 845-832-9168. Grammy nominee Brady Reimer, along with Claudia Musson, will play family-friendly children's music on Saturday at Hillsdale's Hamlet Committee Continues Jams in the Hamlet Concert Series, beginning at 4:30 at Hamlet Park, with the Rojan Library presenting a storytelling program in the park. And the American Mural Project has an artwork gala coming up on Saturday at 6 p.m. Contact their website for more details on that. The Amenia Lions Club has their 7th Annual Community Classic Car Show at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater on Sunday from 10 till 2. All proceeds benefit the Amenia Lions Club Community COVID Relief Fund. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and also on Facebook and Instagram, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,869.63, the NASDAQ at 15,105.58, and the S&P 500 at 4468.73. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.